From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this Tuesday, September 10th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine is distributing a $30 million one-time payment to nursing facilities across the state to help cover staffing and operating expenses. Angela Westhoff, president of the Maine Healthcare Association, says the money is a crucial stopgap, but that the industry needs more durable reform.
I would say that one-time payments are helpful. They certainly do not solve the chronic issue of underfunding, meaning that Maine care reimbursement rates have not kept pace with the cost of providing care.
The funding comes from the state's supplemental budget, signed into law earlier this year, that can be used toward labor costs, material upgrades, and other needs. Westhoff says nursing facilities are watching closely as the state updates its reimbursement formula. Those rules, once finalized, will go into effect in January. And a coalition of outdoor groups launched a new campaign this morning supporting the $30 million trail bond on the November ballot. Supporters say the bond will support Maine's growing outdoor recreation economy by repairing existing trails and building new ones. Jenny Kordick is the executive director of Maine Outdoor Brands.
I think we sometimes can take the outdoors and our outdoor access for granted in Maine, but it is something that we have to be continuously investing in. We know that other states around the country are investing in their outdoor recreation infrastructure, and so to stay competitive, it's also important for us to continue to do that and be known as an outdoor state.
If passed in November, the funds would be awarded as grants over 4 years to towns, organizations, and clubs. The state's fire marshal is investigating the cause of a four-alarm fire that destroyed an apartment building under construction in Auburn. The Auburn Fire Department says that when first responders arrived to the scene over the weekend, flames had engulfed all four floors of the building that contains 80 units. Firefighters were able to prevent the blaze from spreading to the second building, where another 80 units are under construction. The Pennsylvania-based building company, which advertised one- and two-bedroom apartments at the site, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The fire drew more than 100 first responders to the scene. There were no injuries reported. A year-long cash assistance program for low-income single mothers in Maine shows promising results, according to the findings from the pilot program released today. Ari Snyder has more.
The Quality Housing Coalition launched the Basic Income Initiative last year, providing $1,000 monthly cash payments to 20 single mothers who had previously experienced homelessness. Data from the trial show a significant increase in financial well-being. At the beginning of the program, only 5% of participants reported feeling financially stable. By the end, half said they felt stable. Nearly all of the mothers in the program maintained housing throughout the year. The study also finds a positive impact on mental health, with children of participants self-reporting a big jump in happiness and nearly all mothers feeling more optimistic about their financial future. The Quality Housing Coalition is extending the program to a new cohort of 20 participants. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll have local reaction to the first presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.